just a few minutes, Rabotai, talk about the minhag that we find among many Jews during the 9 days, especially among the Hasidim, to make siyume masechet during the 9 days. You know, and then you have a heter to eat meat. So bepashtut, you look at it as it's an excuse to eat meat. But there's no minhag that doesn't have a depth to it. So in the Sefer Yagdil Torah, he brings a few interesting reasons for bedafka to have this minhag, to make siyumim, it's not a chiyuv, but to make siyumim, masechet, siyume masechet. I finished today Sefer Yehoshua. I don't know, you make a siyum on this, Sefer Yehoshua, with Rashi and Radak. To make siyumim during the 9 days, there has to be an inyan. So a few reasons I saw, very nice, share with you. The Chidushe Arim, Alav Shalom, said, Ta'amo shel davar mishum shebet ha-mikdash nechrav biglal sinat chinam, as the Gemara in Yoma Daf Tet says, ha-tikun l'chet hazeh hu avat chinam. Right? The rectification of sinat chinam, to fix it, we have to look for excuses for avat Yisrael. Avat chinam, afilu bli siba, even without any reason. וכשאחד מסיים מסכת ובאים חבריו לשמוח עמו, זהו אהבת חינם. One person is doing a סיום. מה אכפת לי? אני לא סיימתי. I didn't... מה שייך? I'm coming and eating meat. Why? לפחות, if I finished it, אז אני אוכל, אני שמח. הוא גמר, לא אני. Right? אז זה אהבת חינם. אהבת חינם, הכוונה, you finish, it's your שמחה. I'm happy because of it. וכמו שכתוב בגמרא, שבת קופיותך, אמר הבאי, תתלי, דקי חזין הצורבה מרבנן, דמסיים מסכת, אבידנה יומת טבן לרבנן, זה התיקון לחצי נתחינם, עד רבה לשמוח בשמחת חברו. Like, הבאי was known, the גמרא in שבת קופיותך tells us, הבאי, whenever he saw a תלמיד חכם finish a מסכת, he made the party for him. He sponsored the party for him. So that's one reason, להרבות אהבת רעים, to bring אהבת ישראל. We don't think of that when we join a siyum. It's a good kavanah to have. When we partake in a siyum, we should have in mind, I'm happy with the happiness of another Jew, and the true happiness is Torah. There's a second reason brought down. מנהג הצדיקים, משורש תלמידי בעל שם טוב, לעשות בימי אב סיום מסכת לאכול בשר, אם כי אינם להוטים כלל אחרי אכילת בשר, ואין מגמתם לתענוגים. What's the big, you're gonna, in order to eat meat, you're talking about people maybe that hardly ever eat meat. Now בדווקא, you make a סיום. אך כנראה כוונתם, the ספר שער יששכר, שער יששכר, one of the קדמונים, he says, יען שכתבו בספרים הקדושים כי סעודת סיום מסכת הוא חלישת כוחו של סמכמם. In order to bring a חלישת כוח, to weaken the power of the יצר הרע, of the סמכמם, we make a סיום. A סיום weakens him. הוא אינו רוצה בזה. He doesn't, you know, the יצר הרע, he's okay with you starting a מסכת. זה לא כל כך מפריע. He said, שיתחיל, אני עוד מעט אגיע. The Yetzer Hara says, "Siyum, he doesn't let you finish. That's why it's so much harder to finish than to start. Start, everybody starts. To finish, oh, that's where the Samech Mem, he's the expert. Who lo rotze siyum. So that's the Rashi Tevot. I'm sure you heard this once. Rashi Tevot of the word siyum. I'm sorry. Rashi Tevot of the name of the Samech Mem. Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. Ken siyum masechet en laasot. He doesn't like that you should do siyum masechet, Hashem yetzilenu. Vehine elu abet chodashim bavonotenu arabim naflu lechelko vegoralo shel esav. These 2 months, Tammuz and Av, they fell into the lot, as it's brought down, of Esav. Vesamechmem usaro shel esav, as we know. And therefore, tov la'asot bedavka siyum masechet, usudat mitzvah kedeh leachlish kocho biyamim ha'elu uleachniyo. In order to weaken the koach of Samech Mem, who has a memshala during these 2 months. So that's the second reason. Another thing. Katav besefer shulchan melachim, b'shem rabo akdushat yom tov misiget. Hakdushat yom tov ze haben shel ha'yismach Moshe. Listen to this. Shechova alenu laasot po al dimyoni al leatid. Sheyamim elu hari itapchu lesason ulesimcha. As we know, the day these days, Be'ezrat Hashem, are going to be turned over. They're going to be turned around into days of sason v'simcha. So we have to do a po'al dimyoni. In order for that to happen, Am Yisrael has to do something nowadays that's like a ma'aseh that will bring that about. You know, like we find by the Nevi'im many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave a nevu'ah to a Navi, he told him to do something, a physical, you know, type of symbolic act that will, you know, foretell the coming of the nevu'ah. Okay, yes, but this was a known thing to do. It's called lasot po'al dimyoni, to do a symbolic act in order to be mamshich the bracha, to be mamshich the kiyum hanevu'ah. So that's why they would bedavka make siyumim, to eat basar, to drink wine. That's like a symbolic act of showing that in the future that's what's going to be. In the future this is going to be one long chag where we're going to be drinking wine and eating meat. And this simcha will also bring. Nachon meot. Ze dvarim amukim. And the fourth reason could be the main reason. Minhag Yisrael Torah, he brings in Sefer Imre Pinchas, he says, just like Torah has shivim panim la Torah, he says, shivim panim le minhagei Yisrael also. You can explain many ways a minhag. A Jewish minhag has many facets how to look at it. And he says like this. We all know the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Mi ha'ish chacham v'yavin zot, v'asher diber pi Hashem elav v'yagidea. Al ma avda haaretz, nitzeta kamidbar mibeli over. The Nevi'im asked, why did the land become desolate and destroyed? V'yomer Hashem, al ozvam et torati asher natati lifnehem v'lo shamu bekoli v'lo alchu ba. Because they forsook my Torah. And famously, the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, the Pe Alef, tells us, Davar ze nish'al ha-chachamim ve-la-nevi'im ve-lo pirshua, ad she-pirsha ha-kadosh baruch hu be-atzmo. The Nevi'im were baffled. Why? Lama kol kach ha-chorban? Lama ze kara? Why did it happen? It wasn't so pashut. Ha-kadosh baruch hu gila lahem, he told them, al ozva me-torati. And the Gemara explains, you know what it means? Al ozva metorati shelo berchu batorah techila, because they did not say the bracha on learning Torah beforehand. And I want to read to you the famous words of the Ran. The Ran is the pirush on the side of Masechet Nedarim. There he brings the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, hechasid, Rabbeinu Yonah. Katav Ran b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah. שחזל דייקו שעל שלא ברכו בתורה תחילה עבדה הארץ לכאורה the pasuk says על עוזבה מתורתי because they forsook the Torah. Why do חזל say שלא ברכו בתורה תחילה על עוזבה מתורתי כתוב that they forsook the Torah. So say, what does it mean בפשטות? That they didn't learn Torah at all. Why you say לא, תורה למדו, אבל לא ברכו בתורה תחילה. They didn't say the bracha of ברכות התורה. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Asks the Ran in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. And he explains, you know where the diuk is? שאם הפירוש כפשוטו, שעוזבה מתורתי, שעזבו את התורה, ולא היו עוסקים בה, if it means כפשוטו that they didn't learn Torah, so when the Chachamim and the Nevi'im were trying to figure out why the Chorban came, a Navi is not able to see people are not learning Torah? The Chachamim are not able to see it? מה זה דבר זה שאלו את החכמים ואת הנביאים ולא פירשו? They didn't know. Ela vadai. Therefore, we see from here, Chazal are medayek from here. It wasn't that they didn't learn Torah. You came into the Bet Knesset at night, you came into the Batei Midrashot at night, and you saw people learning Torah. And that's why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, they said, Ma kore po? Why? Lama ha-churban? Al mei avda haaretz? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who was able to say, yeah, they're learning. Aval lo birchu ba-Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ma kavana lo birchu? כלומר, שלא הייתה תורה חשובה בעיניהם כל כך, שיהיה ראוי לברך עליה, שלא היו עוסקים בה לשמה. רבנו יונה said, they learned Torah, but they didn't appreciate, they didn't value the Torah for what it really is. They learned Torah with exterior motives, with interest, with other reasons, נגיעות, אולי אני אקבל על ידי זה כבוד, אולי אני אקבל על ידי זה כסף, וכו' וכו'. They didn't learn Torah lishma. Mimela, they didn't value, they didn't appreciate the Torah. That's what it means, shelo birchu ba-Torah techila. Rav Avigdor Miller, alav ha-shalom, used to explain these words of Rabbeinu Yonah. He used to say, birchu ba-Torah. Because if lo birchu, gam ze nevi'im yecholim lir'ot. If they didn't see the if they didn't say the brachot, the nevi'im could see that too. No, they said the bracha, aval lo birchu. But they said it, but they didn't say it with an appreciation of what Torah is. How do we say Birkot HaTorah in the morning, Rabotai? Ah, mitachat la adama, ken? Shokidisham suta ve'arevna tzetzaenu tzetzetzetzetzetze. You know, mefatpetim. We have to say it with a little bit of appreciation. Ve'arevna, to feel that the Torah is sweet. The Torah is matok. The Torah is matnat elokim. The Torah is a gift min hashamayim. A little bit of appreciation. That's what was missing. And what is that called in the Lashon of the Navi? Now we get a little picture of what it means. Words in the Navi. Al ozva metorati. Ze nikra la'azov. Ze nikra la'azov? Lamdu. Afilu birchu. Aval lo birchu ba-Torah. They didn't say the brachot the way they're supposed to, says Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ran ends off by saying, on these words of Rabbeinu Yonah Yechassid, ve'na'im hem ur'uyim le'mi she'amaram. It fits who said them. The Ran said, Rabbeinu Yonah said it, it figures that he said this pirush, this beautiful pirush. So that could be also a reason for the minhag of making siyumei masechet in order to engender an appreciation for the Torah, that we should feel lucky and that we should feel that we have a gift with us. The appreciation for the Torah is a tikkun for the sin, for the pigam of al ozva mitorati shelo birchu ba-Torah techila. רבי חננה מן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.